Matty, a narrow home victory to keep this run going, and a personal milestone for yourself with 100 Accrington appearances. I guess a pretty decent day at the office.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest game, but yeah, it's all about results at this end of the, towards the end of the season, and exactly what we wanted.
Move on to you personally in a minute. In terms of the wider implications of the game, you just keep winning at home. Is it nice to not be at your best and get the 3 points?
Yeah, definitely. That's what all good teams do. They don't have to play to the best of their ability, but we managed to grind out that result, which is brilliant.
Crawley came here knowing they're not quite mathematically safe, and they had a right old go in that first half. There was defending to do and perhaps not too many chances. Changed a bit in the second half. Did the manager have words at the break?
Yeah, we all knew ourselves that we didn't play well, whether that was due to being tired or I don't know, we just couldn't put our fingers on it. But we're all wanting to win, we're all pulling the same way. It was just a case of just weren't falling right for us. But I think second half, just with Shawnee and Shane McCartan, that's what qualities they have, and it were a brilliant goal.
I guess it's a perfect way to start the second half, a couple of minutes in. How good was the move from where you saw it?
Yeah. When you've got them sort of players with Jordan Clark and Sean on the wings, they're always going to run defenders and play them balls, and Shane McCartan's on fire at the minute, and luckily he's done well and brilliant finish.
How tough was it after that? Because it seemed like you didn't want to risk too much and leave the back door open.
Yeah. It's always the case. You always want to get that another goal, but there's always in your mind that you don't want to let them equalise. So it was a case of wanting to score again, but always making sure we're not going to let one in.
One or two nervy scenes at the end, 5, 6, 7 minutes of stoppage time, but held out. 2 clean sheets in a row must be pretty pleasing.
Yeah. We're good with them clean sheets. That's what wins your game sometimes, like especially today, keeping that clean sheet won us the game. And towards the end it was a bit nerve-wracking, but you just got to, sometimes you got to put the foot on ball, or in my case kick it out of play. But yeah, we got through it.
2 points from the top 7 now. Do those players in there believe you can do this?
Yeah, we're all aiming for that. We're going to go all the way, we're giving it everything, but just fingers crossed.
15 games unbeaten now as well, I guess that much help. Are you going into games that bit more confident?
I don't really think about it, but yeah, I suppose it's good for your players who are producing and doing well. And yeah, I suppose we're not on a downer. We're always coming into game buzzing for the game and that, so yeah, it's good for us.
You personally, not quite 2 seasons with the club and 100 appearances, that's quite an achievement. Is that something that you're well aware of?
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure. I thought I had another game. Because in the programme, I think there were 2 extra games, but obviously I counted Friday's game. But yeah, it's a brilliant. But I'm just glad we got the win, and hopefully we can get these playoffs.
What's it meant to you this last couple of years, coming from conference football, having been, you know, released by Blackburn, played a bit at Rochdale? Has it been sort of a coming of age in the league?
Yeah, especially the gaffer and Jimmy have given me the opportunity. Especially they had me at Rochdale as well, and give me the opportunity, and I've done reasonably well, played quite a lot of games, and I just met up to be playing football.
Last couple of games, I've seen you in that midfield role as well. Are you liking it in there?
Back to Halifax days, that's where I played there. But it's somewhat different. I don't know where my best position is at the minute, but yeah, just wherever I play, I'm not bothered. As long as I'm playing and helping the team, I'm not fussed.